فیلم فقه از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فقه or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
Self-purification is the most significant factor
امامت یک اصل زنده است در تاریخ اسلام
امامت is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, welcome to another episode of Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Ali. Stay tuned.
حضرت سلمان تو مدائن استاندار بود حاکم مدائن بود
When Salman al-Farsi was the governor of Madain he heard that one of the good companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam by the name of Zayd ibn Suhan is attentive to his spiritual training and takes little care about the affairs of his house Upon hearing this Salman went to the house of Zayd and knocked on his door Zayd's wife opened the door and told Salman that Zayd and his friends are attending a spiritual gathering inside the mosque. Salman asked Zayd's wife to cook a small food. He then took the food to the mosque. When reaching the mosque, Salman asked Zayd to come out of the mosque and eat the food. But Zayd refused because he was fasting. For the second time and in a strict manner, Salman asked Zayd to break his fast and eat the food. Zayd asked Salman about the reason for his strictness and insistence on breaking the fast with the food.
Salman گفت پیغمبر زاهدترین شخص تو عالم وجود بوده
سلمان replied You can't find any person more ascetic and pious than Prophet Muhammad صلی الله علیه و آله و سلم Still, he was always with his family and taking care of the affairs of his house Now Zayd, you want to become a spiritual wayfarer and put all the hardships on the shoulder of your wife and family? This is not the path towards perfection You better sit down and eat your food and then go to your house and help your wife and children. From this answer of Salman al-Farsi to Zayd ibn Suhan, we understand that spiritual perfection, depending on your situation, is not necessarily achieved in the mosque and religious gatherings, but can be reached inside one's house too. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Ali. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, www.parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We'll leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.